The following podcast is a production of ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas.
My name is Alexis Velasquez. I'm a fine arts major for digital animation. Although I may be majoring on digital animation, I do like working on other different types of medias of art. For example, ceramics, sculpting, painting, traditional work. I just love working with anything that involves me being creative, you know, just trying to make any different types of forms of art. A lot of people may say that they have a reason of why they love making art, but for my main reason would just be I just love making it. People say that they love making it because, you know, it expresses who they are, it shows their train of thought, it shows their emotions. But if you think about it, deep down, in the end, it all comes down to they love what they're making, because in the end, after putting so much effort into their artwork and their projects, they just end up loving how it comes out. And that I can say for myself, it's been like that. Since day one, since I picked up a pencil and drew something, I've loved it since then and all the way up to now. I'm still showing that emotion that I love whatever I make. I mean, we go to class sometimes and, you know, we make a sculpture and, you know, sometimes they ask us, oh, why did you make this sculpture? And, you know, you say, I don't know, I just liked it. I like the way how it came out. And, you know, sometimes people do come out saying like, well, it expresses who I am. But a lot of our main answer is, I don't know, I just like it. Or I love how it came out. So that's why for me, my main reason will be I just love how it came out. Yes, I do show my expressions sometimes in my artwork and I do show emotions. But in the end, I just love how it comes out and I just love making art no matter what. During this whole COVID-19 crisis, I've been an art student at EPCC, El Paso Community College, and it is a little bit bumming out. It bumps me out because I'm not in class with my fellow classmates, and we're not there, you know, to be able to give each other advice, see each other's progress. Now when we're in class, you know, we can't see that. We're having class on video chats through Blackboard, and it is a little bit disappointing because when we're critiquing others' work, we're just seeing it by pictures or videos. And back then, we used to be able to see each other's works physically. I mean, seeing something physically compared to a photo or video makes a huge difference. You're not able to see the texture, the hard work, you know, the little details that they added in the photo compared to traditional, like seeing it physically in person. There's moments where I take pictures of my work and, you know, I do notice it does look a little bit different in photos than compared to seeing it in person. And, you know, as we're critiquing other students, you know, they do say like, oh, there's actually in my artwork, I actually drew a little bit of like these little circles inside there. And, you know, we end up saying like, oh, I didn't notice them. And it is a little bit disappointing because, you know, it's always better to see something physical than in a picture or a video. It's like they say, you don't go to a concert and, you know, just watch it through the computer. You want to go and enjoy it and experience it there physically, not just by video or by picture. That's why it is disappointing. I mean, I wish I can go back and, you know, be able to talk to everyone, see everyone's art projects that we've done. But in the end, it all comes down to this. During this whole crisis, I have been making more artwork and it has been helping me out. I mean, I have been doing artwork where it shows my expressions during this whole COVID-19 situation. And at the same time too, even though as it may be showing the COVID-19 situation, I'm doing artworks of projects that I haven't done. And throughout this whole crisis of not being in art class, you know, it does give me a little bit more free time to actually be able to do more artwork. I mean, I know it's funny to say, but you know, since it's on an online class, you know, you got a little bit more time to do other projects. And especially for me, I mean, one of my main things I always say is I'm trying to get more back into my artwork and get more involved with it. And I know it's funny, but during COVID-19, the little good joy about it is that it's actually helped me to be more involved in my artwork again. And there hasn't been a day where I've actually haven't stopped to do an art project. If I'm not doing an art project, I'm at least doing a little doodle or something, or I'm at least writing down an idea for my next project that I'm probably planning on doing. So I can say that's the little bright side of it, but at the same time too, it is a bummer because once again, like I say, you're not in class and stuff, and it does suck. But you know, during this whole crisis, I know there's other artists out there that feel sad and disappointed. You know, other students, you may be on the other side of the world, and you know, you may not be able to go to class and, you know, deal with the situation of being locked in and, you know, during this whole quarantine. But, you know, if you're feeling like that, don't feel bummed out. There's a lot of us like that. I felt like that too the first week. I mean, I was sad that we were locked in, but, you know, if you do feel like that, one thing that I can recommend doing, which is what I did, I mean, maybe just let it out. I mean, the first day when this happened, the first week, I was literally stuck inside home, and then I went to my front gate of my house, of my door, and I screamed out, "Sáqueme de aquí, ya no aguanto," which basically means, like, get me out of here, I can't take it no more, which made my family laugh, and, you know, I laughed too, and, you know, it did help me feel a little bit more better, and, you know, I also, you know, I started going a little bit outside. I know maybe you can't go outside and stuff, but, you know, maybe going outside to your backyard does help too. You know, you do need to go outside, you know, get a little breeze. It does help you. And maybe if you don't want to go outside, you know, it does help. You know, if you read a book sometimes, play a game, watch TV, watch a movie, you'll be shocked because, I mean, all that gives you inspiration to do something. You may want to do your artwork. And you know what? Just doing little things like that, it gives you inspiration to do artwork. I mean, when I first started off, I didn't jump right away into doing my artwork. I actually sat down, I read a book, I played some video games, and I watched some movies. And then from there, I actually started getting ideas. I mean, one of the movies I watched was Phantom of the Opera, which is like something that I love watching and singing all the time. And since then, like after that, I actually got ideas of making projects of Phantom of the Opera. And, you know, don't feel sad because, you know, you're getting ideas of doing something. And it's not your own artwork. By getting ideas from something, you know, it leads to you getting your own ideas and creating your own artwork. That's why, you know, one of my main projects that I want to do since watching Phantom of the Opera is doing Christine's famous opera dress from Masquerade. Another thing, too, is as I'm playing video games, you know, I've been playing a lot of zombie games and, like, example, Resident Evil and Dying Light. I've been wanting to do a lot of drawings and sculptings of zombies and stuff, as well as, you know, making candles. And, you know, even if you're doing all that, don't feel sad. You know, maybe you're saying, like, it's been a week that I haven't got an idea and stuff. But you know what? Deep down, you actually do get idea. You know, get a piece of paper, a sticky note, or even on your phone, and you'll be shocked by the little ideas you get. Because sometimes I even get a little ideas where I'll be watching a movie or a show, example, Golden Girls, and I'll be like, hey, let's make a picture of Betty White, you know, on the cheesecake as a carving. And, you know, I'll just think of something like a little silly like that. And, you know, I'll actually write it down. And then I'll be like, hey, you know what? This is actually a good idea. I mean, any little idea or thought, even a funny thought, like, you know, hey, I should make a sculpture out of a pig/unicorn. I mean, write it down and you never know. It actually becomes something big. So don't feel discouraged. Just keep on going. You know, feel happy. Don't feel sad. And at the same time, too, don't just clutter yourself. I mean, surround yourself in good environment. Of course, and as I mean, as a good environment, even though as we're like stuck inside, you know, watch good things. Don't watch something sad all the time. You know, maybe if you do like watching sad things, you know, it does give you inspiration. But change it up a bit, you know, listen to some new music. Maybe watch something that you never watched before. Read something new, and you'll be shocked by getting these new little ideas, and you know, you'll be making artwork before you even know it.